At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
September 20th, 2024. I got my SmackDown Blue on because it is the Wrestling Inc. podcast covering SmackDown. Where? On the USA Network.
Down where?
Like it's 2016 all over again. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Flobo Boys. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, WWE week. It's always WWE week.
Yeah.
On USA, at least until October 1st.
Crazy time having all the shows on one network. It's actually easier to view because the whole Fox thing, we were talking about how logistically it was a challenge for some markets, but it, having it on USA, golden.
How do you think Cletus, the Fox football robot, has taken this breakup?
You know, after that draft where Cletus was actually a general manager, he hasn't really been the same.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it. Did we, you know, I was out last week when SmackDown came back to the USA Network. Did any, has there been any update on Pretty Deadly, the musical?
No, no one cares. No one is buying tickets.
We were teased 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, they were backstage talking about, oh, we're going to debut it on, you know, and I'm just like, I fall for it every time.
You're going to be teased for the next year, year and a half, if you're not careful. Hey, what's up, Ricky?
Good to see everyone in the chat tonight. We're going to dive into it and talk about it. That Roman Cody cinema. Take that, Martin Scorsese. Okay, maybe that was a little over. You know what? I'll say later. I got some thoughts on that later.
He's got thoughts, y'all.
I got thoughts. But what's going on in the news before we get into everything?
Well, first of all, what's up, Jose Topete? I just love saying his name. Well, we're talking about SmackDown and Raw and WWE week. One of the top stories this week is about what or how long these two programs are going to be. As you know, until the end of the year, Monday Night Raw is 2 hours, and there's been some rumors with that 2 hour runtime being the same when it moves to Netflix. But for SmackDown, there may be talks of having it to the third hour. Of course, economical decision, because I know an hour of wrestling programming is cheaper than a lot of things you can get, like movies or television shows. But can wrestling sustain 3 hours on a Friday night? Glenn, what say you?
Here's my thought, man. If SmackDown goes to 3 hours, I want to start covering Raw again if Raw's going to be 2 hours. Whoa. Even if Raw's going to be 2.5 hours. And here's the reason why. Three hours is tedious. And on a Friday...
Yeah.
Like, okay, look, I actually don't buy the stereotype. Well, wrestling fans have no lives, so they would love 3 hours of wrestling on a Friday because they have nothing better to do.
Right.
I say patooey to that.
Without Hoctua.
Yes. Because you got movies you want to watch, you got games you want to play. Maybe you want to go out and do something. Average WWE wrestling fan like is age 50. So we're like the young guys watching the show. Yeah. I think that 3 hours on a Friday is a massive mistake.
You know, I've been there before, and the rationale is like, hey, everyone's out in some week. We all know Collision isn't the big show it started off to be. But at the same time, I really feel like wrestling is designed to kind of phase in and phase out. How many Monday nights? I mean, it's been 3 hours for like 12 years where we go, oh, just get to 11 p.m. Eastern. I think I'm spoiled because I live in the West Coast. But if I lived in New York, I'd probably turn that show off a lot earlier.
I mean, it's not 4 hours. 4 hours, like four non, is insane. But no, I think 3 hours, though, on a Monday, kind of you can make dinner. You can put it on the background. It's like Monday night. You're just kind of decompressing. I don't believe Raw is designed to be closely watched for all 3 hours. I think it is meant to be on, and you were meant to weave in and out of it whilst you were doing Monday night things. I think on a Friday, if I put that on in the background, okay, maybe I'll have that on while I'm playing Fortnite or something, you know, but if you have people over and they're not into wrestling, like that ain't going to go well.
Oh, absolutely. I just feel like, again, I'm spoiled being on the West Coast. 5 p.m. Pacific, I kind of get my snack and I'll eat it. But I just know growing up, when I was a kid, it was fun because I was a kid. But as an adult, it doesn't really matter what time a three-hour show is. It's not going to be good. The question becomes, do they do it anyway? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, because they get paid by the hour.
Yeah.
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 It just makes me think of that that Simpsons episode when Lisa Simpson sees the Corey hotline.
Oh.
By Corey Haim Feldman. But it's, you know, like $2 a minute. And she calls and the actor Corey is like, so what else am I up to today? And just like dragging it out and dragging it out and dragging it out. That's what 3 hours of wrestling feels like. WWE, if they got paid for 4 hours, they would go for 4 hours.
True. True. You got to go where you're booked, man.
They would do a 24-hour stream if they could figure out, yeah, now we're going to have a salute to the tornado tag match. Like they would if they're getting paid by the hour, they're running out that clock.
At the end of the day, wrestling is a cheap product. I mean, it's up there with stand-up comedy. I can understand a network saying, give us 3 hours. Yeah, the wrestling fans would probably be burned out, but money talks, man. You might get a five-hour Friday. What up?
And that's why I hear WWE is going to bring back Evening at the Improv.
Interesting.
No.
Oh, I'm so gullible. Oh, wow.
I loved Evening at the Improv.
Were you a big
Evening at the Improv fan growing up?
No, I would say a big fan. I have dabbled in the improv.
I mean, come on, the brick wall, you know? Yeah, yeah, and they would have the actors host it. And for some reason, the actors felt compelled that they had to do like a solid 90 seconds of stand-up. So they would have like some jokes written for them, and it was always awkward.
Well, it was awkward, but fun in a way. Yeah. A train wreck situation.
Yeah, it was weird. Jose wants to know, what do I think about White Castle on the Strip? I mean, it's been there forever. I don't know. Did they do a new one? There was one in...
Casino Royale.
Yeah. Yeah, there's and I've meant to go there for a long time because they do have the veggie patty, and no, I'll tell you what, this is football. No one ever wants to go to White Castle with me.
It's on the Strip. Don't people from Vegas hate the Strip?
Even when I'm on the Strip, even when I've been staying there, yeah. I'll say, you know, to the wife, or I'll say to friends, I'll be like, oh, you know, White Castle, I can get a vegan burger, I can get some vegan sliders. No, right. I was like, no, let's go literally anywhere else.
I can see that. I feel like White Castle is definitely like a restaurant of convenience. And I think this location is what kills it.
But, you know, I'm a sucker for garbage food when I'm out and about. Like, do you ever get that? And there's something about being out. I was hanging out with my friends in Tsunami Bomb on Sunday after they played at Area 15 with Face to Face in the Bronx.
Right.
And, you know, we're at Palace Station and it's 11 at night. It's like, oh, Panda Express is open. I could go to get some greasy vegan veggie chow mein. You know, it's like no rhyme. Like, this is the problem with Vegas, man. All your worst impulses is just right there. It's like, hey, you want bad food?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to like gamble a lot of money? Hey, you want to get drunk? Hey, you want to flirt with someone that might not have like the most, you know, above the board intentions?
I Vegas sure do. I love people with varying intentions. I love it.
Yes. You know what I love on the Vegas subreddit? Someone's always like, hey, I'm out of casinos a lot. And there are always these women that are talking to me.
Hey, man, if you got that riz, as the kids say. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, you don't get robbed. Anyhow, what else is going on in the news?
Robbed in Vegas. Well, it's backstage news when it comes to Kevin Owens' contract. Kevin Owens, a mainstay on Friday Night SmackDown, is looking to, well, people are kind of inferring that his contract will be up in January 2025 based on the fact that he signed an extension 3 years ago. Kevin Owens may sign a contract. We don't know the status, but imagine that. If you were the GM of Friday Night SmackDown, would you extend Kevin Owens?
They need to play this up. Because I don't think they've done this enough with people's contracts recently. And even with Becky, who didn't re-sign, they didn't really... Like, I want some real jeopardy. I want a nail-biter. I want a cliffhanger with this. You know,
what
I don't
do
want...
Like, on camera or like...
On Twitter? On camera. I mean, it's like, let's not... And I don't want the wrestler doing the thing where they tweet, well, you never know. Like, no. I want storyline this happening. I don't want it to be like, well, Ricochet is expected to go to AEW, so we're going to job him out on his last few. I mean, like, let's have... Wow. Some suspense, and let's have Kevin be like tonight, Kevin, everyone wants Kevin's reaction. Like Kevin should be like, well, I'm thinking, you know, maybe going to see my friends in another company is starting to sound like a pretty good idea. Yeah. I think we need to subvert and play with that more and blur the lines look how great the pipe bomb was when CM Punk was talking about walking out.
But that was like 14 years ago, man.
I know, and then that really, in hindsight, seems so facetious. Not that anyone really believed it, but people did kind of.
Oh,
back then, it's like, where was he going to go and get anything comparable?
I think, and I just actually is more about Cena's legacy. You think about him and Edge. I think people just got sick of Cena. And remember, it was a match against Little Jimmy in R-Truth that Cena got, like, went through a table. And it was like, oh, my gosh, he's going after the establishment. And it cut off the feed. And we don't know. But
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I like the idea of contracts. I just feel like you can get very intoxicated and it could become like the sports business show.
Yeah, I agree. But it's just been a while since we had a good storyline with that. Hey, tomorrow is Justine A's birthday.
Oh, you know what that means.
Wish her happy birthday. Justine A, longtime friend of the show, moderator in our community chat on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, you're watching the show later, let me tell you, the live show, the live stream is where it's at. Please hang out. Ask a question. Leave a comment. Yeah.
What's going on, Justine? Happy birthday. How are you celebrating? Happy birthday. Is it White Castle?
Oh,
man. I have a question for you. It's kind of a personal question.
Oh, uh-oh.
Like, okay, so you're vegan or vegetarian, yes. But like a lot of these fast food places don't use separate cooktops. Like,
I know.
How do you know which one's legit and which one isn't?
Okay, so you know what? You know what? Actually, PETA, who I don't agree with on a lot of their tactics, but PETA has had a good point. Occasionally, they have a good point. I mean, I think the mission is right in my book. I mean, look, I think, and regardless of whether you eat meat, eat animal products or not, I think everybody wants animals to be treated better.
Sure.
Like, I don't think people are against that. But PETA had a really good point, which is that if restaurants are offering vegan or vegetarian options, even if they're using shared cook space, even if there might be cross-contamination, you know what? We should still embrace that whenever possible and give them our business whenever possible, because that will lead to them offering, you know, they'll see there's greater demand. They'll offer more, and ultimately that helps more animals. Oh, so instead of saying like, oh, I don't want to eat there because they also serve meat, it's like, no, it's actually great that they cater to everybody.
Sure. Absolutely. I always wondered that. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, don't get me wrong. I love when somebody does a separate cooktop.
Yeah.
Love
that. Gotta do it the best way you can.
Yeah. It's super nice. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, I'll tell you this. I don't care if you're an omnivore, carnivore, vegetarian, whatever. You probably don't want to see the inside of a kitchen of anywhere you eat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, the dramatic pause. You don't want to see the inside of the kitchen.
As a kid, back when I ate meat, we left a Chinese restaurant once, and they had like the door open back there, and I was just like that almost made me go vegetarian just seeing what that looked like back there.
It depends on the neighborhood. Yeah, sometimes you get like, the actual butchering and on site.
Yeah, and they did, and I was traumatized as a child seeing that. That was so bad.
You don't love the West Indies.
Yeah. Also, here's my question, because I feel like we're all snobs about this. Locally here, there was a thing about this on some groups. It's like we a lot of us won't go eat at a restaurant that has like a health grade. You know, it's not an A because so many of them have A's. Occasionally, you'll go to a B if you really like it or something.
I don't care as much. If it's a C, I'll say no, because then that's so many violations. It's a problem. But I had a friend that was a health inspector, and sometimes it could be like rats and roaches will get you a B, or it could be like you don't have enough ice.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, whatever.
But here's the crazy thing. DoorDash and Uber Eats do not show you those grades when you're ordering takeout from a restaurant.
By design.
Yeah, isn't that weird, though, to think about?
Yeah, I don't think much about it.
I think about it
sometimes. I've been priced out of DoorDash. I have to actually get my ass off the couch and go. I'm like, convenience!
I get it. Yeah. No, it's just a bad habit. And you're right, though, because it's ridiculous, because you order something and you're just like, oh, this is not that expensive. And then, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All the fees and everything. Oh, wait, by the way, this episode is brought to... No, just kidding.
We ruined our child.
Yeah. What else is going on in the news?
Well, just in time for Justine's birthday, Ms. McMahon, the Netflix documentary, is debuting September 25th.
And Flobo Boys wins the award for worst transition in 2024.
Hey, I'm trying here, man. It's News Friday. Well, everyone's trying to figure out what is the general consensus of the thought inside the WWE camp of this multiple-part documentary. This one comes from Dave Meltzer, so take it with a grain of salt, that ultimately the crew behind the documentary is trying to be objective as possible and therefore won't be seen with sunshine and roses. I got to ask you a question, Glenn. Ms. McMahon, are you going to watch it?
I don't want to. If I do, I don't think I'll feel good about it. And I think it's poor timing. I don't think... We need this right now. I do think I do think, well, and part of the reason why is because I think once the cases are settled, I think there will be a more clear context to watch it in. Whereas sure. right now it's just kind of like, although, you know, very strange that WWE for a change isn't promoting something even tangentially related to them all over WWE programming.
I think it's a shift in personality, right? The controversy creates cash days are pretty much done, at least for now, I think.
Yeah. Just weird. I don't know, man. Like yeah. it's, yeah. Just kind of, but here's the thing about it though. I'm gonna tell you this to everyone.
Tell me something, brother.
Everyone that feels weird about watching this. Within however long it is, however long this documentary is, all the episodes, because it's a series, right?
Like, yes.
Okay. Series, yeah. So it's like 4 hours. Four hours after it posts, just go on wrestling Twitter, go on Wrestling Inc. You will not be able to escape the bombshells from this documentary. Or not only the bombshells, but the things that may be like, oh, this interview was clearly given prior to the allegation surfacing, but now it really aged poorly. Some of these very nice things someone was saying.
Yeah, I think yeah. I'm going to watch it only because, like I was saying a couple weeks ago about the subject when it came up, about there's no good billionaires out there. But like ultimately, when you are at your job, you want to think how your employees think of you. You think you're a good business partner. It'd be kind of cool to see what everyone has thought when it comes to this context of him being the visionary. Like we see a lot of documentaries where it's like, oh, he screwed me over, brother. But I mean, like the idea of him building this business, which could have been ran to the ground.
Sure.
I gotta do something, man. Come on, man.
Didn't we talk about this before?
We did. I was like,
people seem to like Richard Branson and Mark Cuban.
Yes.
You know?
But, I mean, Mark Cuban was on Shark Tank. I love that show.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think who else is a billionaire. We should look at a list.
There's not many. Or good billionaires, I have to say.
Oh, isn't Byron Allen a billionaire?
Is he? I know he's up there.
He was. He has a lot of money.
I mean, he's in entertainment. Gotta be careful. Those valuations take a dip after COVID.
No, I've just never heard anything bad about him.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
You know, I'm just thinking of like who I have. Because we know the ones Warren Buffett people seem to like.
His kids don't. But most people do. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like anyone who's ever denied me a loan, Flobo. You know?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Take that, Bank of America.
Where's those sponsors left and right?
Yeah. What else?
Tonight, there's one individual who won't be mentioned in that McMahon documentary, and that is Vince McMahon's accuser, Janelle Grant. A lot of people were asking whether or not that's going to have a touch upon the trials part of some of the episodes, and it may. That's still inconclusive, but you're not going to hear about the accuser or her representation. Speaking through her counsel, the name of the game here, the overall thought was, look, we're going to be able to tell our story on our terms. We're not going to feed our half of a story into the McMahon documentary. So you won't really hear an account from Ms. Grant.
I mean, we'll see. I think it's tough to comment on pending litigation, which makes it even the more mind-numbing that Triple H and some other people couldn't have just said that mm-hmm. when people asked them about this stuff. But I think, I look forward to this playing out in the courts, and I hope she gets justice.
It's kind of interesting that Netflix has always stated when it comes to their content play, like we don't really have an opinion. We'll play anything that has a certain quality. And I guess it kind of helps them out because no one's asking for it to be removed. No one's like losing subscriptions or anything. But it is kind of interesting that you're having WWE move over on Raw in January while this thing is happening concurrently.
It is a very strange coincidence. I agree. Okay.
That's it.
Well, then, let's talk about SmackDown on the USA Network.
Yeah.
So weird that, just SmackDown. Like, it's weird WWE programming moving around. Like, it's actually quite common.
Right.
But it's actually funny them as a company when you think about the fact that they don't maintain homes. USA, they've been in business with USA a long time, but it's just interesting how it's kind of like J-Lo and Ben Affleck, where it's like, didn't work. Oh, I can't quit you. You know, it's just, yeah.
You know what? I would say this gives me a lot more grace with AEW, because if you're WWE, you're the market leader, and every 5 or 7 years you got to uproot it and move homes. Like, wrestling is a hard business to throw. You know what I mean? So, props.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farm with the Wrestling Podcast. And a few years back, WWE sold a New Day themed kit where people could make unicorn horn shaped popsicles. They don't make them anymore, but you can still make your own popsicles even without the kit and get top tier hydration in the process. In these post SummerSlam dog days, Liquid IV is offering refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet to keep you cool and give you 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Liquid IV is always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It's great for a road trip to No Mercy or watching All In at home. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WRESTLE at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WRESTLE at liquidiv.com.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to medmutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So tonight, SmackDown was in Sacramento, California.
Boo!
Sacramento, the capital of California. It used to be Eureka. Now it's Sacramento.
Wow, deep cut. I know that.
Hot as blazes in Sacramento. It is.
I fly up there all the time with the Air Force.
One time, dating someone in Sacramento, and then it got to be like August, and she didn't have air conditioning. And I was like, I don't think this is going to work out.
Wait, how does she not have air conditioning? I thought that's kind of like...
No, it's actually not everyone now probably, but back in the 90s, Flo, but it was a different time.
Look, man, I do this show without air conditioning, and I have a fan, I have a glass of water. Like, every time I do, I'm like, oh, next year I'm getting it. And she's up there in Sacramento just chilling. Yeah, she doesn't deserve you, man.
LA Knight versus Andrade for the United States Championship.
Yeah!
Open the show tonight. Audience loves them some LA Knight. Andrade failed to seal the deal, but what did you think of this match, and where does Andrade go from here?
Well, this is interesting because I like the fact that this match came in between of now the best of seven between Carmelo and Andrade. I thought the fifth match was going to be the end of it. Andrade gets the number one contendership, falls up short, and then gives LA Knight the handshake, which means he's going to be one of the good guys in the locker room. So I like the fact the USL division is still kind of thriving because you have number one contenders, number two contenders. That's always a good sign. The match was a banger. Yeah, it was a filler match and a filler episode, but can it be filler if you're on the edge of your seat? Who knows?
It was very good, but yeah, it's interesting that after we had the confrontation between Carmelo and Andrade, the beat goes on.
Fries in the bag, bro. Put the fries in the bag.
Who should LA Knight face next?
The winner of the best of seven of Andrade. Oh, man. You're going to get that forever and ever and ever.
Like, here's the thing with SmackDown. And you know what? NXT doesn't have this. I don't know if Raw has this. And by the way, I had that epiphany tonight when I was fantasy booking my own life and saying, maybe I moved to Raw for I was going to 2 hours. I was thinking that I kind of like that I watch SmackDown and I watch NXT, and I really don't know what's going on Raw.
Wow.
Blissfully unaware. Unless somebody texts me like, hey, you got to see something.
Yeah.
The segment was great. I like that there's this other universe within the WWE. This other little pocket that I'm not as familiar with. But I was thinking about it tonight, and it was just like, man, SmackDown has a sameness problem.
Go on.
Well, and now that they're back on USA, I think, and this is what worries me a little bit about NXT, because we're saying with NXT, oh, they're holding their powder for the CW. And I was like, well, SmackDown is going back to USA, and then they're really going to start cooking with some new stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of what we saw tonight was just slight different variations. It's like as a kid, did your parents have like a go-to dish? And then sometimes they'd be like, you know, hey, tonight, good news, we're not having, I think it's something different, where they're like, hey, we're not having, chicken Parmesan. We're having Santa Fe style chicken. And it was just the same baked chicken, but with a slice of like, you know, Monterey Jack cheese on it.
Yeah.
And still, well,
not that, but I get it.
Yeah. Where it's like, wait a second, parents, these are all the same ingredients. You're just slightly remixing them and calling it a different meal.
You had to eat your meal. Shut up, Glenn.
Yeah. It's like, hey, good news, it's Taco Tuesday. Hey, greater news, it's Burrito Wednesday with all the leftover ingredients from Taco Tuesday, but we got some big tortillas this time.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, that's what SmackDown's starting to feel like.
You know what? I'm with you 100% because there is a holding pattern situation, and you're all at USA, so there's a whole thing of I'll make sure we catch up with new fans. But Bad Blood is in 2 weeks, and that is a PLE. That's not really a PLE, right? It's kind of like Backlash, but even less than that because it's domestic. So it's not going to be the hot crowd. The card looks pretty weak. You got to get through that because you have the big alliance match between Cody and Roman. Everything is pretty much been slowed down to a pace. Longer matches, longer promos. Everything's at 0.75 speed.
Yes. You know what it is? WWE has become Taco Bell. We have 11 basic ingredients.
Whoa.
And we're just going to slightly change them to call them different menu items.
Not even Chili's, Taco Bell?
Jeez, and some would say right this now is an efficiency. This is an efficiency issue. But yeah, like I want, like, let's bring back, the Bell Beefer or then Chirito.
Okay, no one remembers the Bell Beefer. No one over the age. No one under the age of 35.
Let's bring back the Enchirito with the black olives.
Yeah.
You know? Like, let's mix it. Let's bring back volcano sauce and wild sauce while we're at it.
They're good, but I always felt weird asking for it. Hey, do you have any volcano sauce? It just sounds dumb. I felt so emasculated. I don't know why.
I get it. No, good match to open the show.
Great
but it's
match.
Like, yeah, but I agree. But if we're just going to have Andrade, if it's going to be Carmelo and Andrade, and now like LA Knight's in the mix, maybe it'll be a triple threat.
Yeah, if LA Knight's in the mix, you maybe still have Jacob Fatu for the draped in gold angle, and you have Apollo Crews, which we'll get to later. So there's other people you can throw in there. It's not necessarily a dead division, but the U.S. title division has to be the workhorse division while Roman and Cody figure that out. You know what? Had a fantasy booking idea of how to make the U.S. title even better than the IC title. Hear me out. If you become United States champion, you have to defend the title every 14 days.
Okay.
And if that 14th day is on a house show or an event, then the match gets clipped out. It becomes digital exclusive. So it becomes a going around the country title, an actual United States championship.
What if they're overseas?
Yeah, doesn't matter. You can say this person is the fighting champion. If you dice anywhere, small crowds, big crowds.
No, even better. If they're overseas, they have to go to the U.S. Embassy.
Live at the consulate, you and I.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
that should be LA Knight's gimmick. When they're overseas, it should be like, can't defend the United States title overseas. And then like, you know, Carmelo Hayes is like, aha, we will go to the embassy. That's technically U.S. soil.
Well, I'm going to hit it and quit it on U.S. soil. Yeah.
Girl. I think it's a great gimmick. We had this Roman and Cody promo. Here's the thing.
Whoa, ready?
I know. I'm going through this opening match was
decent. No. Here's the thing. I hated it.
No, this was very cinematic and it set up both men's life stories. It was on the field where Roman Reigns played college football in Cody's home state. They put a lot of production value into this. They're going to be partners in this match at Bad Blood. But after that, Roman's coming back for his championship. Here's my issue with this. Right before this went live in like the hour leading up to this tonight. If you follow social media and wrestling Twitter, WWE, I'm just gonna say leaked. They like gave a heads up to some sources, like, hey, you don't want to miss this promo. People are really excited about this promo. And I think it overhyped it a little bit.
But I think they had to say something because Cody appeared tonight. Like, was he in Atlanta? Was he in Sacramento? He was both. So you got to do something.
It was good. But you know what I mean? It's just like, I wish sometimes that I could watch the stuff in a vacuum.
I actually liked them leaking it because it was jarring for me. Now, here's a weird situation where I loved it and I think it was great. And I think it really established what both men want and why would Roman help out Cody. But the idea of him going like from this sports-based match between Andrade and LA Knight to this Lucha Underground CW type promo was jarring for me. So I'm kind of glad I saw it coming so I can appreciate it for what it was. Drones, it was lights good. On everything else.
But if I just would have seen this, if I've been home watching TV, I would have been like, oh, what's this? And then, like, I think it just would have, like, the element of surprise and discovery is very important.
Absolutely. Very
so. But yeah, it was very well shot. It was very well done. It's good.
Here's a question. Do you think we'll see the return of cinematic matches?
Well, so when I was watching this tonight, my other thought was like, man, this really sucks for everyone in Sacramento.
I mean, they're fine. They have air conditioning.
That's true. No, but you know what I mean though? Like if I went to a live show and then like 10 minutes of it is this video.
Completely agree. Agree.
So that's part of it too. So no, I think with cinematic matches, I thought the Boneyard match was great. Firefly Funhouse match was amazing. I think WWE could have done more with that. Not like the House of Horrors match or some of the bad ones we've had. The Wyatt Compound one that was the ripoff of the Final Deletion.
Oh, yeah. I was playing more like Final Beat. Like I felt like matches like Final Beat could set up a place.
Yeah, I think they have to. I would love it. And I've talked about this. If I were to start Fed in Vegas, it'd all just be cinematic style matches. Wow. I would put on probably on YouTube, but I would have a Fed that was all cinematic matches, and then we would have a live event where it's like come out and actually see. But we do something special. Yeah. Like it would be more like going watching the Waterworld stunt show at Universal than it would be like watching like a wrestling match.
These deep cuts. Mariner! Front tumbling out in the water.
Yeah, but it'd be cool though, you know? So
I like it though.
But yeah, the problem is the live audience. So if they were going to do a cinematic paper, see, this is why they're not going to do a cinematic PLE, because they can't sell tickets to it.
Absolutely. But I guess the question that came from that was did the stare down for so long. I thought they were going to throw real blows. They didn't. But I wonder if that would be something we so like, or is that just something that's specifically 2020, like those AR things, you know?
You know, I could see TKO, because we talked about this before, like the Hall of Fame, like what does WWE have left to sell? If Fathom Events or somebody that streams like UFC in movie theaters, if somebody came to WWE and said, we're going to pay you $20 million and you're going to produce two events to be shown in movie theaters nationwide that we could sell tickets to at $20 a pop, WWE would do that in a heartbeat.
Or you could put it in the Sphere and charge $2,000 a ticket.
Yes. But that's how you get cinematic matches. Somebody's got to write them a check.
That's how it happens. How many times have you done something dumb because someone paid you to do it, you know?
I mean, mixed match challenge.
That was fun. They should bring that back. Yeah, I know it was a Facebook experiment, but they should really bring that back just because. I think it should replace Speed, personally.
Yes. That VR company paid the money to put VR cameras on the ring posts, and it was available on the Oculus Quest.
Now
it's not anymore. But I remember the one time that was really useful was remember the weird pin in the Mania main event when Becky pinned Ronda. Mm-hmm. Like it looked much better in VR. Like the angle made much more sense of the VR camera rather than what we got in the finished product.
I'm surprised that there wasn't really leaned into. You know, I mean, I would probably get a headset for wrestling content. Because it's theater in the round, right? Like you're seeing
you're watching it from the post, but you could switch the post, or it would switch the post view. So it was kind of like, but it was a lot of like, there was a lot of like corner spots where they toss them in a quarter, and so you just see like the back of somebody's hair.
Oh, yeah,
you know, the coolest thing is when you see the dive in the corner when the person got out of the way, and then you see they were like coming right towards you. That was cool.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that stuff's online anymore. I don't think anyone ripped it. But it was neat when it existed. They only did that for like 2 years, though.
I just think they're neat.
They're neat. The problem is, though, the low resolution also kind of kills it. Like, you would have, like, sporting events or concerts, and it'd be like, I'm just watching grainy video.
Fair enough. But the first VR stuff I saw was, like, in 8 bits. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
The future is now.
No, I get it. Anyhow, yes, I think that this promo was good.
It's great.
Awesome. It was very well produced.
Well produced.
But I would love more stuff like this for promos, but I think that you don't need to draw attention to them. Like, if WWE just starts doing this and we start seeing stuff like this, people go like, oh my God, SmackDown's production value is through the roof.
True.
You know, not like those promos that we had right before the pandemic where it was the words on screen all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Your kids will remember those. No, but like, I like the fact that they kind of made Bad Blood count and matter. It felt weird that them flying out to Atlanta to do it, but I'm glad they did it because, again, well, it's
Cody
something...
was already there, probably.
Yeah, the whole city fights for me. I've been to Atlanta. I'm not a big fan of the city, but what I'm saying is, if you give that chance for someone on the undercard to really have that moment, like, I'm not saying Apollo Crews should be the guy, but here's somebody who's been around, has had 4 or 5 personas. He could benefit from a legit cinematic thing like this, not seeing the future or whatever.
And honestly, I mean, you can kind of shoot this stuff on a phone now. You got like a newer iPhone, and not everyone needs like a red camera and a lighting package. I don't know. You could do stuff. You can get innovative with it.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. But it was good. I think a lot of people are buzzing about it. The hype is real.
You seem a bit unimpressed.
No, it was good. Well, I mean, you don't want to, if I don't want to watch cinema football, I'll watch.
When's the last time you popped? When's the last time you're like, oh, I was phenomenal? When's the last time? Glenn, you're killing me.
Okay, this is going to get me killed in the comments tonight. Because people are like, I can't believe Glenn thought this was the high point of the night. That Chelsea Green promo tonight was pretty amazing.
Oh, my God. I want to kill you, but okay. Let's get to that.
It was great.
It was very new generation WWE. Very new generation.
It was fun. It was
very 95.
It was unexpected. That's what it was. It was unexpected.
Yeah.
Surprise. Well, like if you want to talk about what pops me, it's something where it's just like, I was not expecting that. I was not expecting, you know, it's an unexpected laugh. It's an unexpected reference. It's something. So again, this was where the hype thing was. Cause if I was just sitting there at home, think about like all the, the White Rabbit stuff. Think about all the Wyatt Six stuff. If somebody said, oh, you know, it's not on WWE, they're going to do something really creepy and innovative. And then you saw it and you're like, it's just a QR code. But when you see it and you're like, oh, what are they doing? Oh my God, I have questions.
Right.
Like, that's how you build intrigue.
So don't promote anything.
No, if you're already watching the show, do you think anybody tuned in tonight for that promo? Because they put it out on social media immediately after.
I did. Because I'm like, what the heck are they talking about?
But I'm saying, like, you were watching the show already.
Well, I'm on a podcast, so I have to. But what I'm saying is that got me intrigued to check it out. And I love LA Knight, but the match against Andrade, I go, okay, that's fine. I go, oh, what is this about? I thought it would have been a match. I thought it would have been like a reveal or something. Hmm. Or a stadium stampede, really. That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be a stadium stampede situation.
Well, they followed this up with Apollo Crews versus Giovanni Vinci and Apollo
won
again.
Match of the night for me, hands down.
I mean, I popped for Vinci's debut when Apollo beat him. That was unexpected and amazing.
Yeah. Not so much.
Surprise. Though. Surprise, like that's I'm very easy to impress. Just surprise me with something.
Oh, I have it down in my notes as Vinci Cruise 2. That's going to be the next best of seven series. So,
yes, I mean, it'd be funny if Vinci just keeps challenging him and keeps losing. That's an acceptable angle.
I'm down with it, but the IWC is like already Papa H, you're booking him all wrong. Like, all these Vinci fans come out of nowhere, you know? So,
all the Vinci fans.
I like Vinci. I like Giovanni Vinci, but I knew when he debuted, he did not dress like his promos. And that to me was a huge disconnect. So when Apollo beat him, I was like, okay, he's going to get serious. Then he didn't. I was like, I'm on board. Where does it go from here?
Yes. Second after this, this was kind of weird. Like Byron's backstage to Kevin Owens. What did you think of the Roman Cody promo? Later. Kevin, what did you think of the Cody Roman promo? And it's like, I have to tell the crowd. It was just like, I felt like they built that a little much. like Kevin Owens' opinion on this.
This is what I meant by filler. Like, I loved tonight's SmackDown. I have to even talk about it because we have a podcast. It was great, but these are moments that could have been combined, and you can tell that was the fill time.
Yes.
But I liked it, though.
What did Ja Rule think of the Roman Cody promo?
Ja Rule. All right, Chappelle.
But I'm just saying, like, it was just kind of like, it was kind of weird. It was like, Cody's your friend, Roman's your former foe. And like, Kevin could have just been like, Sami Zayn and the Bloodline. Like, what do you want from me?
Saxon is like, a journalist, okay?
Yes.
Kevin they can't Owens to level up. Yeah. He needs a new job.
Wait, I thought okay? Level Up was staying.
No, with the Hulu deal, it's gone.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I was reading a report today saying, though, they're still going to keep doing the show.
I heard they're discontinuing the Level Up situation.
What? I got to get to the bottom of this.
Wrestling Inc., what's the deal? Like
Wrestling Inc., what's going on? What's okay, wait, business? Wait. I'm seeing they cancel the taping, but then I'm seeing headlines that are like rumor killers on this. So yeah, according to Corey Brennan of Fightful, they're still doing stuff.
Hold it, because Level Up is the best show ever.
Well, in fact, the rumor killer on this is that it's actually gonna become more essential now with the CW, given a chance for people to get their reps in off TV.
Yeah. Not named TNA.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin Owens has thoughts given his history with everyone. But he was interrupted by Tama Tonga Tongaloa and Jacob Fatu. Mm-hmm. They came down there, beat him up, and then DAY came down to make the save.
Thanks, guys.
They started fighting, and Nick Aldis came out and said in the main event tonight, there'll be a six-man tag. I'm like, didn't we just see, again, we saw a variation. This wasn't Kevin Owens and the Street Profits against the Bloodline, or we had the Bloodline versus DIY and the Street Profits. Again, this is Taco Bell, Flobo. They just remove an ingredient or add one ingredient, and it's a totally different menu item.
See, that bringing back the beef burrito. I almost thought Aldis is going to be like, holla, 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 after he said that.
Yeah.
You six men have a problem to solve. Holla, holla, holla.
You see, 2 weeks ago, it was a bean burrito with red sauce, and tonight it was a bean burrito with green sauce. So
I'm on board. I like the Bloodline. I'm one of the few people that actually like Bloodline too. I don't understand why DIY is still getting themselves involved. They get their ass handed to them like three times in a row. They should probably do something else.
But the problem with the Bloodline is, aside from Roman Reigns, the hottest member of the Bloodline with the audience is Jacob Fatu. And Jacob isn't the one getting these opportunities. Jacob isn't the one. But that's the problem, though. You can't, like, Jacob Fatu versus LA Knight would be fire, but Jacob can't win. Like, LA Knight needs to hold on to that title for a while.
Why?
So it's like they can't. Well, I mean, I think people feel very invested in LA Knight and they want to give him more of a opportunity with the US Championship. No, Jacob Fatu, though, because he's so dominant, they actually can't put him in any situation with stakes. Because there's not really stakes to have. What's going to be is either beat Cody or beat LA Knight. Like, those are his two options. I mean, you could send him to NXT. He could beat Ethan Page. That'd be pretty dope. But they should be giving him singles matches to squash people.
Sure.
I don't know. It's interesting.
It could be collateral damage. Like, if you want to have like a contained story for a SmackDown, you have Jacob Fatu challenge LA Knight. You have that at the main event. They go the 35 minutes, and then you have Roman Reigns costume Jacob Fatu.
That'd be good.
And that could be a good like little one a week kind of an episode thing.
You know what match would be incredible?
Chirata Vinci versus...
Well, yes. But, yes, versus Curt Hawkins. We bring him back and we see who's literally the biggest loser. But...
Deep.
No, it's because it's Jacob Fatu versus versus Gunther.
Okay. A lot of meat in that match.
I know.
Just meat! As Booker T would say on NXT.
That's the best match they could book Jacob Fatu in.
Yeah, I like that.
Or Obafemi.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I will have him as a star. Secular Belt saying, let's not all type the titles with one group. Well, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't, but I think it'd be kind of fun to tease that for a single episode of SmackDown or the New Year's Eve edition or something kind of a special episode. But I wouldn't actually have him win it.
But he needs real competition.
I think there was really an overestimation about how the fans were going to attract themselves to Solo Sikoa. And so when it didn't, and it's kind of sad because Solo's in everything he's asked for, and I like it.
I know it's not his fault.
I know I'm in the minority. I'm in the minority, but I actually like what he's doing, but people aren't. And so you have a breakout character where you can't ice him for Solo because he's a breakout character in a bloodline people don't like as well as the first one. But at the same time, if you want to have that bloodline Civil War, all those guys need to get warm. So you have to like have Jacob featured, say, hey guys, care about the bloodline, but you can't have him be too great over Solo because he's being overshadowed. It's a weird thing to be in if you're a writer.
I concur. No, it's a tough predicament that they're in. And how do they do this and handle it? But no, this thing with KO tonight, like, yeah, this and the main event, filler. Like,
and but Chelsea Green is on fire right now.
Dude, like, we're going to talk about that promo. The promo was so good.
Filler. Chelsea Green.
Nia Jax and Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi and Bayley in a tornado tag team match. Whoever gets pinned has to leave SmackDown.
Well,
and the winner gets to challenge Nia Jax.
Yeah.
So this was a lot of fun. We had some shenanigans where it seemed like Tiffany Stratton was going to, I don't know. Like, seemed like she was going to get pinned for a little bit. Nia seemed in the promo like she was rooting for Tiffany Stratton to get pinned. But somehow Naomi and Bayley both pinned Nia Jax at the same time.
Well done from both of them.
It was fun. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I've been very critical about the character of Naomi, the in-world character of Naomi, of her coming in from being from the outside TNA cold, aligning herself Bianca and Jade, not aligning herself with Bianca and Jade with her bestie Bayley. And as always, like, Naomi, do you want to win championships, or the character Naomi? Does Naomi want to win championships, or does she want to make friends? But now, next week at least, we're going to have an exhibition between two friends who are going to talk about the title. So I would guess it's a small baby step, but that's going to be something critical you're going to have to answer, because with the women's tag division from Raw coming over with a cloud with the Pure Future Collective and Jada Bianca, the women on SmackDown need clear direction, and I fear Naomi's kind of the odd woman out right now.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good observation. I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know. But she's amazing.
I miss that theme song.
Mm-hmm. Bring it to the flow.
It was so good. There's a lot of good theme. I miss Nia's old theme song.
She's not like most girls.
It was catchy.
It was. I wish Bayley had one that was catchy. She has like a mashup or something now.
Yeah, bring back Ready to Go.
No, I like it, but no.
What?
Ain't no stopping us now. She's like 35 years old, man. That's kind of weird.
There's still no stopping her. What's weird about that? You she's not imagine. 35. Bayley ain't 35.
She's over 30. She's like 32, 33.
Is she?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
She's north of 30. I'm not sure how
north
many.
North of 30.
She is.
Sounds like a podcast name. North of 30.
Welcome back to North of 30, brought to you by NPR.
Yeah. Tonight, we're going to talk about 401k diversification.
What's that?
Yeah, like target retirement age.
Just put all in emerging markets, man. Let it ride. Woo!
What'd you think of the match?
The match itself was pretty solid. It's not very often you get a tornado tag, so it was kind of a treat. I'm warming up to the Tiffany Stratton, Nia Jax relationship, because I do think Tiffany was an athlete, but there really wasn't something holding on to me as far as like I want to see her week to week. But I like the fact she's like eager to please, but there's an undercut of her trying to be conniving. And Nia Jax is doing the best work of her career. And also, like The Miz, I'm glad people are now finally getting around to it. You see her rating this year for 2K? 86 out of 100? Mm-hmm. Unheard of.
No, Nia improved a lot. I think the time off from WWE did her well. She came back better than before she left.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what happened next, which was
your friend. So riddle me this, Glenn.
Yeah.
What, why, how? Because I saw that and I was like, that is pure 95 wrestling challenge. Razor Ramon walking through the Spanish market.
Chelsea Green's in a junkyard and complaining about how unfair it is that she has to face Michin in their match. And she kept making jokes about it, like she was in Michin's element and calling Michin trash. It was just funny. It was just clever.
That's all it takes. Just someone dressing in pink, fighting actual garbage, and you're like, 6-star match right there.
didn't say that. I said it was the high point of the night for me. It was fun.
Cole loved it too. He actually got on his feet and it was going nuts.
It was really, really funny.
I'm teasing you. It was pretty cool from Chelsea Green. It's something I hadn't expected as well, but I guess you say that was your highlight of the night. It's like, wait, what?
No, I mean, like, in terms of like what popped me promo wise, I think the opening match was really good. I thought the tornado tag match was really good, but I thought the Roman Cody promo, because it was the Roman Cody promo, it was leaked online. Like, oh, this could be something really special. And then when it started, it had that feel from the beginning, like, oh, this is cinema. Like, it just was very like the content of it, there were a lot of meaningful glances. Like, it was just kind of, was there any, okay, let me ask you this. Was there any line in the Roman Cody promo that like popped yours? Like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that.
I it's hard to say because they repeated it, but when Roman looked at Cody and was like, they took my cousin, my wise man, and my little father, I go, oh, I see why it matters for him. He's willing to align himself with someone he respected as an adversary to go after someone who took things personally. But then Cody said it again. I was like, oh, like, that's like your dad who tells the same joke after there's a punchline, like after saying the joke. It's like, Dad, yeah. We get it. We heard you the first time. But
I felt like I got all that. I didn't even watch the episode last week, and when it was like Roman's coming back and helping Cody, it was like, okay, well, this, like, yeah, this all makes sense. I get it.
Absolutely. So if you're following the sport, yes, everything's been showed physically. That's what wrestling is, the visual art form. But to have Roman, the same guy, is like, so I'm gonna smash him, being like, he took everything from me. The actual dialogue, while on the nose, really worked for me as a character.
No, it was a good character moment. No, yeah. Roman, it gives him credibility. But when Roman came back, it was kind of like, well, clear, like, duh. Like,
yes.
What, the way Solo was acting, like telling Heyman, like, we don't have to tell Roman about this. Is like, yeah, Roman's not going to be happy when he comes back with everything that happened. So when Roman came back, like, it was clear Roman unhappy with the bloodline. So for Roman to say it, it was kind of like, yeah, dude, we've been paying attention. Like,
that happens all the time in movies, right? When the superheroes does something, gets beat up, and then goes to a bar and goes, I thought I had it all. I give up. Don't give up, man. You're right. You know what I mean? It's just, that's what it was. It's fine. The all is lost moment, they call it.
Yeah, I know. That's good. It's good. But no, I thought the Chelsea thing was very over the top. She made some good jokes. It was just fun.
Where was Piper Niven?
Piper was like, I'm not going to a junkyard. Like,
that's supposed to be your homie. She's going to be like, I'm not going to show up. Where was she?
Maybe she was holding the camera. Piper Niven was holding the camera.
I hard to believe that she has a camera operator's license.
That's a real one. Well, you think WWE's union? Come on, bud.
Did you just super kick me with words? You think of his union? Whack. Fine, jerk.
Yeah, I guess does WWE, they don't use any, unless there's some weird requirement with local municipality or the arena, but I don't think.
It's the reason why WWE's can never be nominated for an Emmy, because they're not in union completely. Or they can have someone vote for them who is in the union, but no one will cross that line.
Yeah, I get it. That's interesting.
They get an ESPY, though. Best WWE moment every year.
But WWE Studios worked with SAG-AFTRA, and
they did. Maybe. They were signatory.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's interesting.
Where is it now? Where is Marine 7? I'm waiting for that.
I'm waiting for that. LA Knight should take over the Marine franchise.
Would you watch a LA Knight Marine movie?
If he was a bad guy? I mean, Becky was really good with HBK as the villains in the Marine 6.
Six was the last one. So that's Okay, here's the question. Who should be the Marine? Like the actual Marine?
No, the Miz should be the Miz again, but no, maybe he should pass the torch. No, he didn't die. Did he die in the last one? I don't think he died. Did he?
He did die.
Wait, he died in Marine 6?
Spoiler alert, he died.
How am I forgetting that? I watched it. Because I interviewed the director on this very podcast.
They were setting up Shawn Michaels to be the next Marine, like the old Marine. And they killed off Jake Turner, Jake Fisher, I forgot his name. But
HBK turned out to be the bad guy in 6, too, right?
Not the 6th one, no. He's what survived.
Wait, I forgot.
Yeah.
But Becky
I asked Miz this question in the interview. He was like, "Oh, spoiler alert! Like, no one's watching Marine 6, Miz. That's the question."
maybe they'll pull Fast and Furious, and the Marine 7 takes place between the Marine 4 and 5.
Just get Han himself eating a snack. I'm Marine. Well, I don't know. I wish they brought back the Marine because it was kind of a cool thing to see a wrestler play like a military person, but I'm not sure it's going to be.
Yeah. Huh. Who should, okay. So chat, who should replace, who should be the new Marine? LA Knight would be interesting. I think he'd be a better bad guy, but LA Knight is sort of like a Bruce Willis, John McClane, wisecracking anti-hero. That could be pretty dope.
I'm not sure how he's good at acting, but Trick Williams would be kind of fun. Just putting it out there.
That would change it up quite a bit. The tone.
It would. Yes, it
yeah,
would.
Yeah, I could go for it.
America.
America. I'm just thinking about, though, how they would do it with Trick Williams. It could go really wrong in a lot of ways, but maybe it could be good. It wouldn't be not be Trick's fault.
Right. It definitely wouldn't be his fault.
Yeah, it would be his fault. I'm excited about Scare Tactics and Cody punking the New Day, but only because I'm hoping that Xavier Woods, when he finds out, he's like, did they bring Swerved back and not tell me? I'm really hoping for a Swerved reference.
Well, Swerved. I actually was on an episode. What? I was Swerved. There was an episode where you went through like a little coffee shop, and I guess Dirty Dango, Fandango, was serving, him and Slater were serving, and we had to pretend that we were like, whoa, Heath Slater's this coffee shop. That was the one I was on.
Why did you never tell me this?
Because no one watched Swerve.
I watched every episode of Swerve. We binged both seasons.
I was like four episodes. It was something really small. It was like something
when tiny. We first subscribed to the WWE Network, it was to watch the Tough Enough after show. That's what got me subscribed.
Countdown for me.
And then it was actually someone I worked with at the time that was like, dude, you got to watch NXT. And that's what got me watching NXT. But before that, we watched the Monday Night Wars documentary. And then we binged all of Swerved and Table for Three.
I'll Table for Three. That's a good one.
Yeah. But we loved Swerved. And the best part about Swerved was when the New Day was in on the joke and they told someone they got Swerved, they had to explain what Swerved was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got Swerved. Blink.
Which is, it was like Jamie Kennedy had to do that with, you just got X'd. You're part of my new show, the Jamie Kennedy Experiment.
Right. You got X'd was the most dumbest. The WB network was pretty dumb, but that was dumbest thing I've heard.
Wait, no. Did you ever see the one with where he was pretending to be the mob guy and the pizza guy? And Jamie Kennedy tries to break and tells the kid, like, you just got X'd. And the guy's like, please don't kill me.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Yeah. It's like the best reaction somebody has. And just a great misunderstanding. He's like, no, 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 no. Like, Jamie Kennedy Experiment.
That would give me nightmares, man. If I was Kennedy, I was like, oops.
Yeah, I'm sure Jamie Kennedy stays up late at night thinking about that. Alternating between that and thinking about when he dated Jennifer Love Hewitt. So
the
two
early 2000s
things.
And those prank shows, man. Like, it was a different time.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that Scare Tactics episode. But the main event tonight was the Bloodline versus the Street Profits with Kevin Owens.
Hey, no, it was DIY.
Or it's DIY, sorry. Sorry, you know what? This is actually hilarious. I'm reading this off of the I'm reading this on the Wrestling Inc. website recap, and that's the headline, the Bloodline versus the Street Profits of Kevin Owens, because that was the match a couple weeks ago.
No, that actually happened, but DIY got their asses kicked. I want people to understand they got their asses kicked again, and they're still coming out after this match. That was my biggest gripe.
Yeah, so no, tonight it was with DIY and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline, and the Street Profits came out at the end. But it's just funny that even Wrestling Inc. is like, oh yeah, we covered this match before.
Sure, it's a beef.
Copy and paste. It was auto-completing. Yeah, it was auto-completing.
Meat, cheese, beans, and vegetables.
Yes. You see, but this is in a crispy shell, whereas 2 weeks ago, it was in a soft flour tortilla.
You know what's a hot take? There's only two things from Taco Bell I actually like.
Is one of them the double-decker taco?
No.
Oh, really? I love the double-decker taco.
I can only eat taquitos, and the caramel empanadas. That's it. Or in Baja Blast, of course. Natch. But that's it.
Word. I like that they added potatoes. That's like the biggest step forward. In Taco Bell, potatoes becoming a part of the menu.
No, absolutely. Potatoes are
still
ribs, man.
Contend Del Taco, though, is superior because Del Taco has french fries.
Yeah, I've been to Del Taco exactly once in my life.
And you live like in the Del Taco capital of the world.
It's surreal to me.
Love Del Taco. Anyhow, so tonight, DIY, Kevin Owens took on the Bloodline. And wouldn't you know it, all chaos. All sorts of chaos.
Yeah.
match devolved. But Cody Rhodes came out to make a save. He wasn't in Atlanta.
He wasn't.
He's in Sacramento.
Cinema. It's always weird when Cody Rhodes is like, waits, everyone gets kicked, get their ass kicked because of him and his feud. And he goes, I guess I should get a chair or something and help out. Like, that is definitely your mom has groceries in the driveway energy. I'll put on my slippers. I guess I'll get the stuff. Come on, Cody. They're getting their ass kicked for you.
Yeah. This was fine.
Yeah.
This was fine.
It was a show befitting of Sacramento.
Sacramento has a lot of Del Tacos. The Bay Area doesn't have Del Taco. Sacramento does.
Oh, yeah.
Sacramento, LA, and the Central Valley. Mm-hmm. I used to have to drive to Fairfield to get Del Taco.
That's where the Air Force Base is. That's when I work at.
Go to the Jelly Belly Factory.
That's in Nut Village or something like that?
No, you're thinking of the Jelly Belly Outlet Store that's in the Nut Tree Village. Oh, that's in Vacaville. But the actual factory is near the Budweiser Factory in Fairfield.
Oh.
You can go there and get a tour. And sample some Jelly Bellies.
For those who don't know, it's Ronald Reagan's favorite jelly bean.
Yeah, I've got like a portrait of him made in jelly beans.
The most random thing I've ever seen. The president's favorite jelly bean.
As a kid, though, I was like, "Oh, that's humanizing."
Just, I mean, facts, but it's kind of random. Like, I wonder. I'm never like, you know, of all the jelly beans out there, I wonder what Ronald Reagan was all about.
I think that's what put them on the map, though, because that was when I first heard about them.
Yeah.
And then I was in Northern California at the time, and it seemed like they were everywhere after that.
Was that the brand that was in that jelly bean documentary of Weird Al, who was like, I love it because it's vegetarian because it's not made out of gelatin? Is that the one?
I don't know. That's interesting. Maybe.
I don't know. Hot takes, guys. Welcome to this Back Down After Show. Are Jelly Bellies vegetarian? They're not more after those.
Yeah. Candyman. Yeah, the documentary. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
So there you go.
That's the one.
So yes, Cody came down. I'm just waiting for War Games. I just want new bloodline, old bloodline, and old bloodline better have Sami Zayn.
Well, this is the problem I'm having. So yes, War Games, Survivor Series, Bloodline v Bloodline, Paul Heyman's back, Roman's back. I guess Sami Zayn back would hit. But no one cares about Tonga Loa. Nobody cares about Solo Sikoa.
I love Jacob Fatu.
I'll even give you Tama Tonga because he's like the other guy who puts his work in. But my concern is, will the match be good if one half of the team you want to lose, you don't care heads nor tails about? You know what I'm saying?
What if? Okay, so how do you make people care?
That's the question I have, because I feel like they put Solo in matches, they gave him promos, they gave him every of these tools, but the fans are like, yeah, you're just keeping the throne warm. Like, we're done. We're bored.
I mean, I hate to say it, because this muddies the match. The real way to make people care is, like, Tonga Loa turns on Solo, but then, like, Jimmy turns on Roman.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, this is now more interesting.
I would say this. If I was given the pen at WWE, first I would resign because you shouldn't do that. But
that's what you got. Gave up the pen. I'll just see your resignation later.
What are you guys doing? Oh, that's a dumb decision. No, I would have you. I would the nuclear option is to have Solo Sikoa break the fourth wall, go to Monday night, and run roughshod there and say, we're the only family that matters. Forget your factions. Forget Pure Fusion. Forget Judgment Day. We're here. We're taking everyone over. So people can boo them and care about booing them for a reason. Because on SmackDown, there ain't a roster to support them at all.
You know how you get, you know what the Bloodline needs? You want to get Solo to get nuclear heat? Dominic Mysterio.
Dominic
Mysterio joins the baby Bloodline.
Whoa, but you would leave his crew?
Just saying, it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
We should have had Judgment Day versus the Bloodline last year. That would have been a great War Games match. They never did that.
That Judgment Day would have slapped, yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like this is where it's going, but you're right. It's kind of like, well, we just want to see the original crew beat up the new crew. I mean,
mm-hmm. And it's going to happen, but you really haven't built them enough to be like, oh man, this is a match, you know?
I think they got to put Jacob maybe has to betray Solo.
And kick Solo out?
I mean, Jacob is a superstar.
Jacob is, but I think there is some value on, at least on paper, of having the most charismatic, the strongest person, pledging allegiance to Solo. Very much like how Wardlow did to MJF, to go, okay, I'm going to watch this guy to see what his backstory is. Why is he caring? I think these are all things you would do to make a character look interesting, but for some reason, the crowd is like, Solo, Patilly.
But here's the deal. They got 2 months.
2 months.
To make you care about the baby bloodline.
At least.
Yeah.
At most. At most.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Goodfellas, like, could Jacob carry the mic? Watch the interviews with Jacob out there. Like, that dude is charismatic. I know he just sort of grunts and growls mostly on the main roster, but that dude can talk.
He is. But you establish him as your number two.
Yeah. We'll see. Anyhow, that was SmackDown tonight. Maybe next week will be an improvement.
It was a good show. It's just, you got to talk about it for an hour. So, of course, we're going to.
No, it was good. Like, the opening match was good. Cinematic promo was good. Chelsea Green promo was phenomenal. Tornado tag match was good. Still haven't seen Pretty Deadly, the musical. Main event seemed really thrown in, just sort of phoned in, thrown together.
Fairy house show.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is.
Here's a question for you. When's the last time you had a 6 or 8 man tag? You were like, oh, this is 5 stars.
I think it's a limitation of the format, maybe.
I don't know.
Trying to think. Nothing's coming to mind.
Hater.
What about you?
I don't have one.
Exactly.
Because a tag, a 6 man tag is basically saying, you know what? I won't say I hate tag team wrestling, but I see the seams in tag team wrestling the most. So adding bodies doesn't make it better for me. 8, 10, 12, 14. You know, like, it's all the same.
Okay. Only the names have changed. Yeah. Okay, everybody. Flobo's at Flobo Boys. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Hey, everybody. Do us a favor. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe this video. Leave us a comment on YouTube. Tell us what your favorite moment tonight was. And how awesome was that Chelsea Green promo? Are you excited for her match against Mi Chin?
Chelsea Green, the Marine.
Oh my God, Chelsea Green should absolutely be the new Marine.
That's an awful idea.
That should be the WWE reality show, Hunt for the Next Marine.
I'll be on board for that, actually.
Yeah. It'll just be like, or we could be like one of those SNL casting compilations, and we could just have everybody like, and R-Truth's trying out, you know, it'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. Catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.